Good day, and welcome to Tamil Nadu Mercantile Bank Limited Q2 and HY1 FY23 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. In interest of time and to give an opportunity to all to ask, we request each participant to ask maximum of two questions. Should you have any additional questions, we request you to write to us on secretarial@tmbank.in. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. S. Krishnan, Managing Director and CEO, Tamil Nadu Mercantile Bank Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Very good evening to everyone, my dear analysts, who are on the con call. At the outset, my sincere thanks for sparing the time. The bank has announced its first half year results of the current fiscal. Today, we had a board meeting in the morning, and it was announced. You know that is the first time after the bank got its shares listed in the stock exchange, is coming out with their results. The results are encouraging. It continues to be one of the good results as the bank has been posting. I'll just give you a brief of the bank. The bank is more than 100-year-old private sector bank. This is the one bank which has been continuously, consistently making profits right from the inception and also paying the dividends. The performance during the first half year is encouraging. I will give some brief of that. The presentations on the performance has been uploaded in the website of our bank, which I'm sure that by now my friends would have gone through, and I will be more than happy to interact with them. To give you a brief that, the bank's operating profit has increased by about 11%. I am talking of the half yearly performance year-on-year. Why I'm talking on the half yearly performance is, as you know, that the bank shares were got listed only in the month of September. Before that, it was unlisted and the LODR was not applicable, hence the quarterly was not published earlier. Now, we thought that having got it listed, so first half year we will do, and going forward, there will be every quarter I'll be interacting with you at least once, if not more. I'll be more than happy to interact with you in much more frequency. The operating profit of the bank has increased by about 11% and reached to 764 crore, and the net profit has zoomed by about 27% to reach a position of 497 crore. When I talk so on this, I should also tell about the net interest margin. The net interest margin has reached a height of 4.47. It's one of the best in the industry. So far, what I have the information with me is probably this is the highest. If some other bank has more, I'll be more than happy to get know from you and update myself. The asset, as far as the asset quality is concerned, the gross NPA is 1.70, and the net NPA is 0.86, which has come down from 3.31 and 1.82 a year back. The return on assets and the return on equity, which are very important for any investor, continues to be good. The return on assets is at 1.93, and the return on equity is at 16.84 annualized. In fact, this return on equity is after factoring the additional capital that the bank has taken in the recent past. The cost income ratio has also come down to 42.02%. The provision coverage ratio is at 88.58%. The capital adequacy continues to be very, very comfortable at 24.58%. The Tier 2 constitutes less than 2%, and all others are core equity, Tier 1 capital. So this is, in a nutshell, the performance for the paucity of time, and I'm sure that my friends should have already gone through the presentations, which is available in the website of the bank. I will stop here and will like to have interaction with you going forward. Now hand over to the moderator. Hello?
So should we start the floor for Q&A?
Yes.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The first question is from the line of Jayan Bada from Nirmal Bang. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, sir, and thank you for hosting this call.
Good evening.
My first question is on the yields. If we see, the yields have declined compared to the June quarter. And in case of the industry, most of other banks have witnessed an increase in yields. And on the other hand, our cost of deposits has gone up. So that has impacted the NIMs. So like, why has this happened and what is the future outlook?
Probably you are comparing the QOQ.
First half, yes. So first half number with the quarter one number. So
yeah.
So we can get an idea that quarter two yields have come down.
Let me tell, see, basically when the reference rate was revised by the Reserve Bank of India, we have not passed on consciously to the customers. That is one reason why my yield on advances has marginally come down. Second is that why we are not passed on. You know that my loan book, I am serving mostly of the MSME, the agriculture and the retail. So we consciously took a decision. However, my ALCO will be meeting very shortly to take a call on the revision of rate of interest. That is one reason why it has not. And the cost of deposit has marginally gone up, not much. So going forward, but if you look into the overall NIM, the bank continues to be at 4.47, which is one of the highest. So what will happen is when I have a very high base, even in March I had more than 4. So having a very high base will be difficult to maintain. There will be a small declining. So when it declines, it looks that it has declined. Why it has declined also is to be seen. My base was very high. Sustaining this 4.47 is also not possible. I will be something around 4 plus.
Okay. Right. Fine. And sir, second question is on the SMA number. The SMA 012 total comes to almost 12.5% of the total loans. So how should we read this number? Is it the normal scenario or before COVID, what was this percentage number, and going forward, how will this shape up?
I will request you to read along with the slippages. Look into, yes, if I look in silo of my SMA, 0, 1 and 2, yes, definitely it is 12.5%, which appears to be a little higher. But again, drilling down, SMA 0, 1, 2, if you look into SMA 2 alone, it is only 985 crore. And I don't stop there. I also request you to look into my slippages, how it is happening. The slippages are well contained, which will be evident from the credit cost what I have, the 0.27%, which is again one of the best in the industry, I should say. So we are able to, as I said, that basically our bank, we are focusing on the RAM segment. Due to the pandemic, when the entire globe was affected, the MSME and the retails are more affected because they are the persons who will be finding difficult. Unlike a corporate who has a deep pocket will be able to come back quickly, these people, but nevertheless, though there is a stress, it has not resulted into the default. We will be able to manage this, and going forward, it will further come down.
Okay, okay. So, sir, what will be the like normal level? Will be before COVID. What must this number be?
I will ask it to share with you. That sector will coordinate.
Fine. Okay, fine. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line, well, from the line of Sagar from Alchemy Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm able to hear you. How are you?
Fine, sir. Congratulations on a good set of numbers.
Thank you.
I have a couple of questions. You've just got the RBI approval post the IPO to open more new branches. So what are your plans there?
See, we are working on that. The management is working on that about the opening of the branches. The RBI lifted its restrictions on 31st of October just before the Diwali. And we are working on the expansion places where I have a good potential and also where I will be able to have a small break-even fan so that I will be able to have a good center. I will be taking a paper to the board very shortly with the details of the places and the number of branches and the period by which I will be able to expand. Once the board deliberates and approves on that, I will be more than happy to share with you.
And so, sir, of these new branches, what percentage will be in Tamil Nadu and what percentage will be in other southern states and what percentage will be outside of south of India? If you can just give
That's what I said, that we are working on that. We are with open mind that for me it is India one. Okay, right. So I am looking at India as a whole as to what are all the potential centers which are available. Within those potential centers, which is more suitable for me, where I will be having a lesser turnaround time, where I will have a quick break-even. So all those things I am working and I will be taking to the board very shortly.
Sir, just then, would you have a rough number in mind in terms of what increase in OPEX will it entail in FY24, if not in 23?
No, that's what we will be evening out. Without affecting much of the OPEX, that is the reason that I said that we are also looking to the alternates like what I have, the digital banking unit, where I can have, where the OPEX-like model I can have it. So all these alternates are being worked out and we will be going with a plan where I will not be straining my OPEX to a greater extent in any particular year.
Sir, my one more question is on the deposit front. We are seeing healthy credit offtake. Do you see pressure on the deposits and do you think we will need to increase deposit rates significantly or at least commensurately to match up with the credit demand?
There will be a requirement as the rates are hardening up. Definitely the deposits cannot be an exception to that. There will be a need to revise. My ALCO will be meeting very shortly, which will be taking a call on the rate of interest on both the deposits and the lending rates.
Sure. Thank you very much and all the best, sir.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Vivek Gautam from GS Investment. Please go ahead.
Congratulations on both sides of numbers, sir.
Thank you.
Understand about the USP of the bank and what are our differentiators which is leading to such better ratios and the market seems to see low elevation compared to other banks, sir.
Good. See, my USP is actually this bank is known for its customer service. The bank is known for particularly assisting the MSMEs, the trader community. The bank very well understands the nuances of these MSMEs. The bank very well understands the pains of the MSMEs. The bank very well understands the strengths of the MSMEs. So also those customers understand the bank. This is the bank where I have been seeing now at least for the past 40 years or so when I entered this banking arena. I have been seeing that this is the bank where the service is the best. So these are basically the physical where the customer come to the bank and get the service irrespective of the time, that continues even today and that will continue in the days to come also. So this is the USB of the bank and we concentrate only on the RAM segment. When I concentrate on the RAM segment, my risk is diversified. There is no concentration risk. Second, I also mostly go for a secured lending than the unsecured lending. So these things have helped the bank to have one of the best in the industry or in all the ratios.
Okay, sir. And what about the legacy issues overhang lying on the bank of that tussle between promoter group and
forums? So it cannot be proper to.
Okay, but at least those, so with the giving in of the new branches licenses by RBI, the future is looking much better than the past and.
Definitely. Yes. The future is looking very bright. And whatever be the issues, it has not affected the performance of the bank at any point in time.
Okay. And basically, the IPO played a sort of a critical role in RBI coming out with more of branches permission to open. And so far, we are mostly Tamil Nadu bank oriented. Now we'll be in all over India in reducing the geographical concentration risk.
Yes, yes. We will be looking into that.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Sandeep Joshi from Unifi Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah.
Hello, sir. Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I had a question on margins. Sir, you mentioned that the current level of margin, which is around 4.47%, is not sustainable. And you guided that you will be somewhere around 4%. So my question is that despite we have not taken a decision to pass on the rate hike, and despite this, we are actually guiding for a margin of around 4-odd percentage. I mean, so are we building in so much of aggressive increase in rate of deposits so that our margins will come down to 4% compared to current levels?
No. I think it was not properly understood, or I am not properly told, whatever it is. What I was telling is that maintaining, sustaining a NIM of 4.47 forever is difficult because the benchmark is very high. Now, I also said that the rate hike what was passed on was not full, rate hike which was done by the regulator was not fully passed on to my customers so far. Hence, because there was a question that why the net interest income has come down or the margin has marginally come down like that QOQ, so that was the answer for that. Having said, I also said that the ALCO of the bank will be meeting very shortly to take a call on the lending rate and also the deposit rate. Now, going forward as a guidance, what I said was that my NIM will be 4+. Why I said 4+ is that 4.47 is a higher level. That definitely sustaining will be very, very difficult. Does not mean that I am going to jack up the rate of interest on the deposit very steeply and thereby my margin will come down. Not like that. It is not like that. As a guidance, I said it will be 4+, while the bank will be making all the endeavors to see that we are able to have a good NIM.
Okay, understood, sir. So my second question is on this, is on the SMA book. Sir, if we see our SMA book, it is broadly stable. If I compare this to March 22, is broadly stable. So since the festive season actually kicked in from October, are you seeing any demand on your SMA book?
See, that's what I said. My SMA book, though by number wise it will look that my SMA is high, but as you rightly observed, it is more or less ranging in the same level. And I am not having the slippages also to a greater extent. I am able to contain the slippages, indicating that I am able to recover the critical amounts, thereby I am able to maintain the asset quality. why this SME is continuing to be, that also I explained that. Basically, I learned mostly to a RAM segment, where they were feeling the pinch more than the corporates who have a deep pocket. That is what I said. So there is a strain, but does not mean that there is a default. I'm able to have a better monitoring mechanism. I'm able to contain the slippages. So going forward, as the activity improves, as the industrial productions and the performance improves, I expect that this position will also come down in the days to come.
Yeah. Yes, sir, thanks for the clarification on the SME book, sir. But actually, I was referring to the MSME book. The MSME book on the loan side, this book has broadly remained stable if you compare this to financial year 22. So my question is that since the festive season actually kicked in from the month of October, have you seen any growth, any demand on the MSME book?
When you say growth, I don't think that MSME has 1 minute. Let me see. MSME has, a year back, the MSME was around 12,326 and now it is 12,700. There is an increase of around 400 crores. So there is a demand, but it is picking up. I expect that the activities will pick up further in the days to come with the festivals. And also, I am seeing a good monsoon, which in turn, while it will definitely have a direct benefit to the agriculture sector, the MSME sector will also, once the activity economy picks up, the MSME also will improve. I expect a good potential for that, uptick for that.
Okay. So my next question is on the loan growth. What kind of loan growth you are targeting for financial year 23 and 24? And what
I expect my loan book to be around 37,500 crore by March 23.
Okay. And any guidance for FY 24, if you have in mind?
Maybe I may be growing by another about 12%.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashok Ajmera from Atcon Global Services. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir.
Very good evening, Mr. Ashok. How are you?
Happy Diwali and Happy New Year to you, sir.
Thank you.
Congratulations for the good set of numbers.
Thank you.
Sir, most of the questions have already been answered. My only submission and observation is, sir, that since our base is comparatively low, and you are a very, very outstanding and performing person. And our, asset quality is also very good and under control, the NPA, both the gross and net NPA. So just a question that why we are restricting to a growth target of only 12%, 13% or 14%, like you just now said, that in 23, 24 also it will be around 12%.
Yes.
Whereas some other smaller bank may not be so small compared to us, but they are having the credit growth of 24-25% because of the low base.
Yes.
So any concern
to answer your question, you know that I say less and do better, more, right?
Yes, sir.
Definitely, we will be performing more than that. But as a guidance, as a, this one I have said, because the gradual growth is always better. The bank is consistently focusing on the bottom line, which will be my thrust also. My focus also to see that I am able to have a very strong bottom line. Having said, the top line is equally important. So we will be growing on that. Though I said 12%, we have read what is in my mind. Definitely we will be doing more than that. But as a guidance, I said that's 12%.
Yes, definitely, sir. Your ROI is more than 2%. I think we're rare, actually. You are, I think, 2.04% on annualized.
Yes.
Sir, looking at this, I might have missed some of the points. What will be the composition you are looking at between the RAM and corporate and loan components, the percentage in terms of the total loan book?
See, today I have a mix of 87% as the RAM and 13% as the corporate.
Wow.
Okay. Going forward, while my focus and thrust will continue to be the RAM, I will also be on the corporate selective, particularly taking the exposures where it meets my risk appetite. I will be doing that. I expect that gradually the ratio may, it will change to 85 to 15 and then 80 to 20, max of max.
And sir, any, I mean, your views on the lending through the NBFCs, either for onward lending to the MSME or for co-lending or any tie-up or anything to expand your book through the, I mean, indirect way through the NBFCs? Any
we are working on a strategy for this, particularly what you said on the co-lending and other aspects. We are working on that, and I will be taking to the board, and then I will share with you.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much for giving this opportunity, and all the best to you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Jameer Ansari from Bajaj Alliance. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. Good evening, everyone. Sir, just wanted to check in terms of the composition of our loan book, how much of it would be fixed rate and with respect to other floating rate loans, what would be the mix in terms of repo linked and other benchmarks?
I don't have much of fixed rate. Fixed rate is very, very minuscule. And as far as the repo rate is concerned, let me just 1 minute. It's around 40%, if I'm right. Anyhow, I will ask my people to confirm to you. Okay.
Sure, sir. Sure, not an issue. And related to that, the question was that if I look at the numbers from the presentation, I see that the yield on advances haven't moved much between June and September, which is unlike most of the other banks which have seen which have seen an increase in the yield on their loans. So any peculiarity with respect to our book as to why?
Well, the peculiarity is that I have not revised my rate of interest. I have not passed on the increase of the reference rate to my customers. So that is the reason why the other banks have done it. I have not done so far. My ALCO is meeting very shortly. You should be taking a call on that.
Okay, but sorry to persist with that question, but if 40% of the loans are repo linked, the transmission would have happened automatically?
Repo linked should take place. The last revision was only now. Okay, so that will have the impact going forward.
Understood.
And the repo also once in 3 months only is we do. It is not that the day they revise, automatically the rate is revised here.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. Okay. So you have a 3 month lag in terms of revising,
yes,
in terms of passing on the benchmark rate.
Perfect.
Thanks so much, sir. Thank you.
Come.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Ashok Ajmera from Ajcon Global Services. Please go ahead.
Thanks for giving this opportunity again. As far as our resolution plan implementation, you know, the note number 9 for COVID-19, the total exposure is around 619 crores. Out of that, what is slipped is hardly about, let's say, 9.59 crores, and recovery is 46.11 crores.
Yes.
Going forward, do you see any? I mean, the flipping to the NPA will be very minimal, like what has happened in this.
Will be very minimal. That is what even what has slipped already is very minimal, as you observed. Out of 620 crore, only around 10 crore has slipped, and the recovery was around 46 crore. So, and going forward, I expect that the same will be there, or it will may the slippage may come down also.
Okay, so it is absolutely under control.
Yes, yes,
and, yes. One is from the income point of view, you know, the sale of PSLC. You have realized in the June quarter about, I think, 66 crore.
Yes, yes, yes.
And in September, only 1.26 crore. So going forward for the next two quarters, do we expect some good amount of income? I think the premium must have come down now. So there is not much.
Normally, the premium will go up in Q4.
Okay.
So that time we have lot of stocks to offload. So we are waiting for a good time so that we can do it.
Okay, so we can expect it in the last quarter of the FY23.
Yes. Normally that is what is happening when there is a pressure on the banks who are not able to meet the priority sector. They will be approaching, the premium will go up.
And sir, again on the treasury front, what is the composition of our treasury non-SLR and how do you see the treasury performing going forward for the next two quarters?
See, as of now, my non-SLR is just 1,298 crore. Okay. And going forward, I expect that there may be a further rate hike. That is what is being talked around. If that hike is there, I expect that by March quarter Q4, things will normalize. I will be able to have reversal of these all these things, whatever I did. So I don't expect much of bleeding from Treasury. At least in the days to come, I expect rather positive contribution.
Okay, and one last question is on, I think one of the other colleagues also had asked a similar question, but I want to get little more expanded the answer, is that though this is a festival season and credit offtake might be good now, but at the same time, there is a pressure on the people, generally on the retail loan books, there can be some pressure because of the continuous hike in the interest rate, and overall inflation going up, and also you are also thinking to raise some kind of interest rate in the next ELCO meeting. So do you think that there can be some pressure leading to the delinquencies in the coming, in the running quarter and the next?
See, to answer your question, if I have to talk in general, yes, because of the inflation, because of the increase in the cost of borrowings, definitely there will be a pressure strain on the borrowers. No doubt on that, which ultimately will lead to increased stress. I will not use the word delinquent. I will say that there will be increase in the stress. Now, the increase in stress is a relative term. How far it will increase, how far it will stretch, will it result in delinquent? I expect that there will be little increase. I have to be very honest with you. I am talking for the industry. There will be a little increase in the delinquent, but I don't expect that this trend will continue for a longer time. My expectation is maybe this quarter, the current quarter, that is the Q3, this may be there, but Q4, I expect that things will start easing out and will come to the normalcy. So by the end of the year, I don't expect that there will be much pressure on the asset quality of the banks. This is in general. Coming to my bank in specific, that I am not seeing much for the reason that one is a well-diversified book. Unlike many banks where they have more of a concentration risk, I am well-diversified. And I expect a good monsoon across the country, particularly in Tamil Nadu, where I have more concentration. So that will help me towards the agriculture. the MSME activities are picking up. I expect that there will be good growth and there will be good churning out. Hence, I do not foresee much of delinquency in my bank.
Okay, so maybe SMA 2 might get little increase,
yes,
but
yes, you are right.
To an NPA. That's what you are saying. I mean, yes. Not much.
Yes.
All right, sir. Again, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ashok.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jayan Bada from Nirmal Bang. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, on credit cost, what can be the normal level going forward?
We'll be maintaining almost at this level.
At around 40 basis points, 50 basis points, around that level, right? Okay. And, sir, our PCR is, calculated PCR is at around 50%. So, are you fine with that or is there a possibility to increase that further to 65, 70 levels? Like, what is your thinking, sir?
On accounts and other results, see, I have today a net NP of 296 crore. That is after the provision. I have 296 crore. I have also made an additional provision of 300 crore citing any exigency on account of COVID or anything. I have kept 300 crores indicating that I am fully provided. I am a zero NPA.
Okay, okay. Right, sir. Sir, and last question, like even at the time of IPO, there were queries on this point of the shareholding which is held in the escrow side. So any, like what will be the course of action going forward? How can this issue be resolved? Yeah.
So, we have to wait and watch.
Fine, fine. Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. S. Krishnan for closing comments.
Thank you. Let me thank all the participants for sparing their time and coming over for this con call. As I said in the beginning, that the bank has been continuously doing well and we will continue to do well. I will be more than happy to have interaction with you at least once in a quarter, if not more, but I'll try to have a discussion with you at a frequent intervals. And going forward, we will meet. Once again, thank you very much for your participation.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Tamil Nadu Mercantile Bank Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.